Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences, the podcast with the four best people on the internet.
And that's the tea.
That's the best tea.
That's the truth.
And today we're going to be going through some of your emails to give you advice, to see if you are the a-hole, to share some thoughts and opinions and feelings.
And give you influence, because we're good influences.
Yeah. Because y'all need it.
And y'all,
y'all really need some advice. But they also said really great things about
me. Yeah, but that's because they don't know you off camera. Okay. Let's just get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Wrote into the advice episode a couple... I don't even remember these now because I did it so long ago. Okay. Wrote into the advice episode a couple weeks ago and just listened. I was dating the guy that thought nuclear bombs were a conspiracy.
Oh, do you remember that? Wow.
Yes.
She said, plot twist, I ended things.
Good.
It was fun for October, but that was it. He blurted out another conspiracy that the moon wasn't real. It's a hollow ball of light meant to control people.
Crater Earth theory.
Again, I couldn't get into it with him. If you want to hear a hilarious story, this is how things ended. We had plans for Halloween. He ended up saying he needed to reschedule because he cut his thumb at work. I could understand needing stitches or something, but no. This man sent me a picture of literally a paper cut. He was more worried about how it would affect his video game playing than canceling plans with me on my favorite night of the year. He then sent a more hilarious picture of everything he got for his boo-boo. I'll attach them so you guys can have a laugh. Haha. I know things weren't going to work between us, and that was the icing on the cake. The next day, I sent him a message calling him out and saying I needed more in a relationship. He then quickly blocked me on everything, including Tinder, and never said a word. A ghost. This man is also 39.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
Bullet dodge.
Completely. Good for you.
Interesting block on Tinder. Like, how do you know that? Does that mean that you, like, had it the whole time and you were just making sure?
She probably noticed their chat was gone or something, maybe.
Oh, she re-downloaded, checked in.
Oh,
or maybe she still has it. I bet she still had it.
Yeah.
I guess
or maybe it's such a small town where she could just, like...
Yeah, you ran out of people.
So there's a conspiracy that the moon is just...
It's called Crater Earth Theory. It's one of the best theories out there. Basically, the...
this is so stupid?
No, but people believe it.
Okay.
Because there's, like, pretty good, interesting YouTube videos about it, but it's insane.
Sell me on it.
I don't know the exact... I might get some of this wrong. Basically, the idea is like the moon that we look at is so actually Earth is like way, 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 way fucking bigger than we think it is. And then
this is a theory.
Yeah, when we look at the moon, what we are seeing is like only a reflection of part of the Earth, and it's a tiny little part of the Earth, and that's what the Earth is. And the moon is just like a reflection in the sky, and the Earth is like the crater in the moon. It's insane.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's just like
Oh dear.
Let me see if I can.
When I type it in, like,
is there like a Google image, like an infographic that kind of just illustrates what they're seeing, like more than explaining it?
He's like, no, because it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't really make sense.
How long has this theory
been? It says the 1970s.
Okay.
It must have been the moon landing or something. The Earth's moon is either wholly hollow or otherwise contains a substantial interior space. No scientific evidence exists to support this idea. Seismic observations and other data collected since spacecraft began to orbit or land on the moon indicate that it has a solid, differentiated interior with thin crust, extensive mantle, and dense core, which is significantly smaller than Earth's.
Is there any heat in the inside of the moon, like the core of it, or is it just a hot?
No, I think it's like a frozen rock.
It's just a frozen rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says this idea dates from 1970 when two Soviet authors published a short piece in the popular press speculating that the moon might be the the creation of alien intelligence. Since then, it has occasionally been endorsed by conspiracy theorists like Jim Mars and David Icke.
Jim Mars? Oh, David Icke. Or Icke. Icke? That's okay. The guy, he started the lizard theory.
Oh, like,
that
dear.
That everybody's a reptilian. In- yeah.
Oh, my God.
Alex Jones believes.
Yes. David Von Icke.
These people need to go to jail.
That guy's also a big anti-Semite.
He was
surprise, surprise.
He played football, which I think soccer, because he's not. He's
American.
English. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was a sports broadcaster. Whoa, that's crazy.
Well, I'm glad you guys broke up.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This man is very interesting. He said that in 1990, he visited a psychic who told him he was on Earth for a purpose and would receive messages from the spirit world. This led him to claim in 1991 to be a son of the Godhead and that the world would soon be devastated by tidal waves and earthquakes. He repeated this on the BBC show Wogan. Oh my
Wogan?
God.
Joe Wogan.
Wogan.
Joe Wogan.
Joe Wogan.
Joe Wogan. I'm a big fan with Joe Wogan.
Me trying to do bow and arrow. Joe Wogan.
Wow. I'm
he's also anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay. Well,
there you have it.
Who isn't? Who isn't these days?
Okay.
I know.
Sorry, Mike. Not covering that.
All right.
I did watch the oversimplification of Hitler. Did you see that?
You sent me that. I didn't really know what that was. Is that like a YouTube channel?
Yeah, they do oversimplifications of like a lot of things that are just like,
is it like
condensed
a comedic
down.
Thing?
It's just informational, but the illustrations are comedic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
About Hitler?
This one was about Hitler, like his rise to power and stuff. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Hitler.
Oh, here we go.
I named my daughter Maisie. I think Maisie is an adorable name. Yeah. I love that name. But when I was pregnant, a mom posted a poll in my due date group asking how to spell her son's name. Coyote or Coyote, pronounced like the animal coyote, spelled K-Y-O-T-E-E or K-Y-O-D-E-E. This is what the woman was wondering.
She's
another person posted in this Facebook group, like a poll, which way should I spell my kid whose name will be Coyote?
Crowdsourcing your kid's name on a Facebook group.
But also spelling the name K-Y-O-T-E-E or K-Y-O-D-E-E.
Is there a third option? Abort?
Almost all of the comments were roasting her, but she defended it, saying she wanted her son to have a strong name so people knew not to mess with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do people realize they're naming actual humans? The post didn't stay up long, and I hope she changed her mind. And she had Coyote with the T-E-E, Coyote, D-E-E, and then just Coyote spelt like the word coyote. And most people voted Coyote, but then I think everybody else was roasting her.
Is this kind of like, I don't know. They do look kind of cool, but they look
like
Jedi names or something. Like the
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Coyote. I think if you're going to do it with the T. I like the T better than the D.
Looks like someone on like the Hunger Games or something.
Yeah, Quixote or something.
Quixote.
It's almost like Japanese. Also, it's like culturally like influenced to spell it that way.
It's
but
just a white kid.
Really just, I know, they're just trying to be
coyote.
Clever. Like, I'm Coyote.
That's like, what was that one?
What?
Chode.
Oh, Chode.
They were trying to spell Cody,
but it was a dog's name,
Chode.
Right?
Yeah.
Someone was like, we got one. It was like I think it was her sister was trying to
name their dog
and named it Cody, but it was spelled C-H-O-D-E.
Like,
and then she was like, you know that this is Chode. And then the woman naming it wound up getting mad at her being like, how dare you say that about my dog?
First of all,
like,
it's a dog. You could change the fucking name. This isn't a government issue.
Yeah.
Wait, and what was the advice? She started with Maisie, but then we're going...
She was just kind of sending this in to...
Oh, just to share? Like,
yeah.
Because we always like talk about baby names sometimes.
Oh, right.
I was going to... Like, where do you think the line is with baby names? I think you'll be interested with this one. There is an influencer who has babies, and their names are Super... Their last name, Funk. Super Funk.
Did we talk about this on the baby names episode? Wait, oh,
this sounds like a crazy
storm.
Oh, we might have talked about
and
this.
And Sweetie, but she just a couple weeks ago had a new baby.
What's this one called? Cinnamon Bunch?
No, kind of Sugar Lover. Sugar Lover Funk.
I think we did talk about this one.
We did talk about this.
No, we haven't.
No, this one's new.
We never talked about Sugar Lover?
No, that is a brand new name. Fresh on the earth.
Sugar Lover
that's
Funk?
Just not, that's not even a name. Like,
that
that's,
sounds like a blackface like player cool. in the 70s.
Like a screen name on Instant Messenger, like Sugar Lover 86.
L-U-V-R.
Or like, a really funky blackface player in the 70s. Sugar like, Lover this is Sugar Lover Funk, man.
Totally. Where do we draw the line? Yeah, because it's like, oh, I want to name my son Computer.
Like, when is the government meant to step in?
Sugar Lover Funk?
Yeah.
And it is kind of like that. If I met a musician named Sugar Lover Funk, I'm like, that is fucking sick.
I would listen to their music.
I just hope they
turn
out. That
would be like a Chapel Rowan thing, I think.
I just hope they turn out cool. Sorry, Rowan. Like, you gotta just be cool.
They probably go by like, oh, I'm SL.
Like, if my surgeon's name was Sugar Lover, I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Out.
You always think of it as a surgeon.
Yes. It's just somebody that I need to trust.
I would not care if my surgeon's name was Sugar Lover.
Ugh, I don't know. I gotta read the reviews. They have to have won awards.
Of course.
I gotta see plaques and trophies.
Okay, but Matt, say you went in for your appendix and they're like, hi, I'm Dr. Sugar Lover. Like, I've done thousands of these, like, over 10 years. Like,
oh my
gosh, do them every day.
It's kind of fun.
Would you let her do it?
Yes, if she had that much experience.
That's what
sure.
I'm saying. Yeah,
I think like the trajectory of your life will be altered. We've talked about this.
This is not like Corey Funk, right? The like action adventure YouTuber.
Maybe it's like a whole family.
I don't
of
think
the Funks.
So.
I think it's a
like
different person.
Ross Lynch.
I don't know.
No.
That.
Yes, I think it is that person.
It's Corey Funk's kids are named that.
This girl, her name is Rydell.
Rydell Funk.
But she's married to someone who I do believe.
I thought Corey Funk like doesn't even have kids.
Yeah, so we might be. It might be a different person.
Let me see.
I mean, he's got 1.2 million from Dallas, Texas.
Capron Funk. So maybe not. Funk Bros.
Looks like in the picture.
Co-owner of the Funk Bros.
He's one of the Funk Brothers.
Oh, so maybe it's his brother. We all follow each other.
Right about now.
The Funk Show, brother. Check it out now.
Okay, yeah. It's Capron.
Ooh,
Capron?
Well,
I don't know how to say that.
What?
It's crazy to know who we're like. We know this people.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for them.
Yeah, I guess.
They're fun and wacky. They do extreme flips and stuff. So those are going to be like X game names. Let them do it.
Yeah.
Sugar Lover.
TJ Petrucca.
Well, those
TJ
would be.
Petrucca.
If they were going to do X name games, then they would name their kid Coyote with a D.
Yeah.
Not Sugar Lover, Sweetie. Or
yeah, that's
super.
Like. Yeah, I'm going to open up a bake shop.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. So I, 27 female, have this friend, let's call her Mary Jo, who has been my best friend since high school. We also went to the same college where we met a group of girls, which then became our big consistent friend group ever since. Even though we were all in a friend group, Mary Jo and I have always been the closest since we were friends the longest, and we were very similar and had the same interests. A couple of years after college, Mary Jo and I have not been as close as we were. Of course, I'm sure this happens to everyone since a part of growing up, and we had what I like to call a low-maintenance friendship. Naturally, we both changed over the years, but she is like a completely different person now. She's now into partying and traveling and doing extroverted stuff while I'm still a homebody who loved to bake, knit, and sew. Which is totally okay, and I still love her and still consider her one of my closest friends, even if we don't hang out as much due to our different interests. When I introduced Mary Jo to the person who would eventually become my husband, she introduced herself as my future maid of honor. And I didn't really...
Oh, no, Mary Jo.
Let me continue.
Sorry.
And I didn't really think...
Add a little color here.
And I didn't really think much of it since I thought it was just a throwaway comment or a joke to break the ice. When I did end up getting engaged and when I was planning my wedding, my husband and I decided not to have a maid of honor and a best man. We came to this decision because my husband has three brothers and he could not decide which one to pick as the best man. I was choosing between my sister and Mary Jo as my maid of honor, and I didn't want to hurt either's feelings if I ended up choosing the other. So we thought it was a good compromise to just make them all groomsmen and bridesmaids so as to not have a hierarchy of who's more special to us. I thought Mary Jo did not have a problem with it at all. So fast forward to this year, it's Mary Jo's turn to get married. When I got the save the date, I saw that I didn't have a plus one. She reasoned that it was because she was having a destination wedding and it was getting expensive, so she's only inviting a small number of people. So I was like, okay, cool, I understand. Weddings are expensive. But then I found out that our other friend had a plus one, so her boyfriend was invited. So I was thinking it was kind of weird, but I didn't really make a fuss about it because I was trying to be understanding. When I got the formal invitation, I saw that out of her five bridesmaids, three of them were girls she just met within the last couple of years, and the other two girls were from our friend group. Her maid of honor is her sister, which I understand, of course. However, I find myself feeling hurt that she didn't even consider me to be a bridesmaid, and on top of that, didn't even consider giving me a plus one for my husband, whom she has known for years, unlike our other friend's boyfriend. Are my feelings valid, or am I just being immature about it, since we are not as close as we used to be? Or is it all my fault because maybe she was disappointed when she didn't get to be my maid of honor? Should I be honest with her about my feelings, or should I just let it go so as not to add her to wedding planning stress? I'm interested in what you guys think. I appreciate all your input, and thanks for the awesome pod.
She is not a bridesmaid.
No.
Or Mary Jo's wedding.
No.
Mm. And kind been, and how many years have passed since she got married and now Mary Jo's turn?
I don't know.
It's awkward, but...
She said fast forward to this year.
It's probably
because
been a few
you're
years.
Not that. If you guys were still close and she was like, no, you can't have a plus one, then I'd be like, okay, confront her. It seems like the friendship has truly it's faded to a point where she's just like, she doesn't care.
I don't like the idea, though, that some other girls are bringing their boyfriends and she can't bring her husband.
No, I think that's fucked up and I wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's weird.
I would just ask and be like, hey, are you sure that I just noticed I didn't get a plus one, but I heard other people did. Is my husband not invited to your wedding? Yeah. Make her tell you.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by Lucy. If you like any of these flavors, or one of these flavors, or all of them, let me know. Mint, mango, berry citrus, apple cider, apple ice, espresso, etc. Well, if you like any of those, or all of them, or just one of them, you're in luck, because those are the flavors of Lucy. Lucy are 100% pure nicotine pouches. They are always tobacco-free, and they come in a little round container. You can put them in your bag, you can put them in your pocket. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with an extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken up to release with extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. We love things delivered. We don't like going to the store anymore. We don't like it. We like it delivered. So thank you, Lucy, for doing that. but they are yummy flavors. Apple cider, yum, mint, mango. I think having a mint anything is always like the best, to be honest. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/good and use promo code good to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that's lucy.co and use code good to get 20% off.
If it's this early on in the wedding...
Also, isn't destination wedding the point that they're like
they
cheaper?
They want to fill up some space.
But also that they're cheaper because like you go somewhere else and everything's like way cheaper than in the U.S. Less people come. Like,
I would ask her, can I please bring a plus one? Can I please bring my husband?
Or, yeah, I definitely don't think you're being immature about it. This is very weird behavior.
Yeah.
Especially just like in terms of etiquette on her behalf. Like, I feel like for weddings, like, it's kind of standard if you have a long-term partner or are married, like that person will be invited.
Yeah.
I understand if it's like you're new in a relationship, the bride and groom don't really know you, like that makes sense to me. But like she has a long-standing relationship with the person you are currently married to, and her not inviting him is very bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a statement like to her because she is hurt that she was
100%.
Not, but that there were no bridesmaids at all at this girl's original girl's wedding.
No, she did have bridesmaids.
But like,
she didn't do a maid of honor.
So they were all equal.
Right. And she's just hurt that she didn't do a maid of honor and that she was not.
That's the assumption here.
Yeah, because she was like, I can't wait to be your maid of honor. And it's like, ooh, that's like not a good thing to say.
I don't know. It also feels like something like my anxious brain would like fabricate in my own words.
If you want
to. Like, I feel like she's doing this because I didn't make her.
But that's why you have to confront it and just be like, I just want to know.
Communication.
Confront it, asking, I just want to know, can I bring
100%.
My husband?
But
I mean,
it would be hard to. Really close, I'd be like, hey, like, is there a reason you don't want him to come?
I would almost make it like it's a mistake to give a little bit of face it and be like, oh, by the way, I just noticed I didn't get the plus one. I just want to make sure it's cool if, you know, my husband comes. And then let her be like, actually.
Says that she reasoned that it was because she was having a destination wedding and it was getting expensive. So she's only inviting a small number of people.
Sure.
So she's already brought it up to her.
Oh, she already has brought
it. Yeah, it says, okay, and she was like, I said, okay, cool, I understand weddings are expensive. So it wasn't until her friend had a plus one that he was like, okay, something's fishy.
Then, I guess I don't know why she wasn't like, why can they bring a boyfriend, but I can't bring my husband? And we've been friends.
I think that's what you need to say now.
Have a sense of humor about it, too.
You don't mean,
do that. No, well, I think that's how you handle things, and that's fine, but not everyone does.
I think humor can kind of just
I agree.
But it sounds like also the people that are getting plus ones are her bridesmaids, right? Is that what it said? I think that she has new bridesmaids.
Her other friend had a plus one.
Oh, not
doesn't really specify.
Huh. I also think making it like more humorous though makes it seem less important.
Yeah, because like you're obviously you know hurt. I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
Also, if it's like a wedding you want to go to, you should push for it. And if it's not a destination that you really care to go,
I'm
not really
saying yes.
Yeah, just say yeah.
You should like lie and just being like, well, you know, my husband Dale, he's actually going to be in Miami
no,
right
no.
now.
It's
a business trip. So why
direct.
Not just, yeah.
Direct.
I'm just coming up with scenarios to give this person advice.
I know, but I think it's like, it's not healthy ways to like figure out.
Yeah.
The root of the problem.
The root of the problem, because in life, you're just always going to have problems like this. And you got to just learn to just ask, because then you're going to get an answer and you don't have to.
Yeah, true.
Therapist Carly.
Can you talk to Matt for me and tell him that maybe I'm not going to go, but maybe I, you know, it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going.
It also seems like since you said your relationship has kind of changed, like at the end of the day, if you're not in the same spot you used to be and she's like doing this to you and your partner, like, do you really even want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reassess. You don't be pissed, I'm sure.
Reassess.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes your gut feeling tells you something about someone. Like maybe she's like, I'm not going to go. And this girl
slips. Well, women's
slips
gut
the
feelings, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the men's.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Also,
let us know.
Unsure about gut feeling versus anxiety. So
yeah, that's true. But that's why you got to just, action is the antidote to anxiety. That's little Jones mint, Matt.
That was a nice little case.
Yeah.
That was cute.
What cool. flavor?
Mint.
See, I would use that as like a little pill case after. It's so cute.
It's great.
Can I have it when you're done?
Sure. You can buy it on Amazon for $3.
Okay.
Okay. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know if
want an update on
going.
This. If you go to the wedding and if the husband goes.
27. Yeah, she's being a little petty.
Yeah.
Okay. My husband and I had to move our little family from Oklahoma to West Virginia pretty hastily after dealing with a shitty landlord. We decided to move in with my mom so we can save up for a house. Before we decided to move, I expressed to him that I feared moving in with my mom would cause tension in our marriage and possibly create a rift between us because he and my mom have had some tense interactions. He assured me whatever happened, we'd make it through. It was a bit of a hassle getting to West Virginia, and my family was not that accommodating in the beginning. My mom slash sister were complaining to us about watching our kids while we moved, and my mom gave us the my house, my rules spiel once we got here.
Oh, no.
It's been a few weeks, and things are getting better. We used all of our savings to get here, and my husband was laid off a few months before we moved, so we really don't have the option of renting a place on our own right this second. Since being here, my husband has been, for lack of a better word, sulking and moping around most days. I always ask him what's wrong and how I can help, but he always says he's fine, just tired. As much as I try to not let it affect me, his poor attitude tends to bring down my mood, which makes it harder for me to get work done slash be cheery at work. I work from home and he's a stay-at-home dad, and makes me not want to be around him most of the time. We've had talks about his attitude, and we both agreed to not let our living situation bring us down and to continue to try to look on the bright side. We even got a gym membership so we have a place to go to blow off steam. However, every day there's at least a few hours where he's in this miserable mood. Would I be a bitch for telling him his attitude is depressing, or should I just hold my tongue and continue to watch him mope? Please, please, please help me.
Crush up some Xanax, put it in the morning coffee. No.
How long have they moved for?
I don't think it said.
I don't
it sounds
think
like they just moved.
Okay.
I
would say I'd give him grace for a while. They just moved and you're living with the in-law who's like my house, my rules. I feel like I could see why someone would
but
be like
moping
upset.
Around.
Yeah.
I
like that they're going to the gym because already initially in my brain, I'm like, they need to switch it up on how they're communicating and where they're communicating and the time to do it. I think that they should make like a morning walk a thing. Get the sunshine in your eyes. You and your couple get your coffee in you. And it's your time where you guys go because you're in beautiful West Virginia and those lovely Appalachian mountains. Go on a walk and check in with one another. How you're doing. How can you guys help each other throughout the week?
I'll probably be like,
just
no.
again in a time thing. But I think
that's the problem she's having.
But he needs a therapist.
But I think walking in movement and talking about issues, I think, creates a better atmosphere of like handling and talking out problems versus just sitting on a front porch with someone who's been moping and
Steve Jobs did all of his meetings walking.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I think just like switch up a routine of a time and place of checking in with a couple and trying to uplift each other rather than it being just this like, I don't know, cornering confrontation of someone in a bad mood in a home that's not your home.
Also,
get out and make it a routine for you guys too.
If this guy's got 3 to 4 hours a day where he's just sitting around moping and he doesn't have any money, sign up for DoorDash, Uber, Uber Eats and go and get him out of the house.
He's a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, but if she's working from home too.
Well, so she's working.
Yeah, she can't take
out. But I'm saying if he's got 3 to 4 hours where he can mope, maybe the kids are in school. And while the kids are in school, he's just moping around the house. Go and make some money for the family.
The kids aren't out of school.
I think you'd be a stay-at-home dad when kids are in school.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
I think so, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's
because then during the day you're like doing the housework, whatever. But if he's got time to mope, he's got time to make money. So
yeah, I think it's just a bit frustrating that like she's kind of being really direct with him, and he's like everything's fine.
Yeah, but, no, that's so obviously not.
You really need to get him to open up and communicate with you, otherwise, like.
Yeah, what people do is way more truthful than what they say. So if he's being low energy, bad mood, like he can say it's fine and he's tired, but like, no, fuck that.
Also curious if like your mom has kind of how involved she is in the reason that he's acting this way. Like, is she just like a negative energy every day? Like, what's the vibe there?
Well, they don't get along very well, she did say.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's probably adding to it.
But I feel like this guy just needs to get out of that house and also do something for himself where he can
have a bit of fulfillment.
Yeah. Or even just volunteer somewhere. Just but if
kind
he doesn't
make a treehouse or go build a fort for the kids in the backyard.
I like the idea of
him. Oh my gosh, she did this. This is great.
But if they can't afford to move out, he can go make some money and then they can save up and move out faster.
True.
And then hopefully.
Well, let's just say like he can, like he's a stay at home dad or something.
Oh, if like they have like a 1-year-old
kid.
But
like, what, how do they solve this just themselves? You know, like.
I think he should probably get some sort of therapy or you should be listening to like a. I don't know, an audiobook about couples communication and like put on a Tony Robbins video, just like just get some positive shit in the area. Put on an episode of Good Influences, laugh a little bit, you know, just have a good time. Hey guys, hope you're having a great day. Tell your mom I said hi.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
West
Virginia.
It's
gotta be really hard. Did you guys see that commercial? It's like during the Super Bowl, it was like the West Virginia commercial.
Mountains.
But then like all they paid all of these influencers to like react to it and be like that. Oh my God. Like act as if they were not watching it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I
they
knew
keep
that
coming
the
up on my
commercial
feet.
Ended in the stadium was all singing the song. I go, I bet that commercial also paid the stadium to keep the song playing. And sure enough, then there were all the influencers who were singing the song in the stadium as well. It was all an orchestrated advertisement to like,
Like there's the ad campaign is basically like influencers reacting to the commercial while it's playing.
Oh, that's
but like one family, who did I see? And it was literally like the light of day. And someone was like, wasn't the Super Bowl at night?
Country roads take me home.
Were there people that we know at the Super Bowl, like LA influencer people?
Tyler Cameron's like girlfriend did the deal too.
Alex Earl.
I don't know who his girlfriend is.
I'm some new girl. You know that song isn't about West Virginia. It's about the mountains.
Take me home, country road.
It's not about the state of West Virginia. It's about the mountains in Western Virginia.
Oh.
Oh, because there's a state, West Virginia.
And there's a state, Virginia. But the song, West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home, country road.
That's a great song.
But that's about.
Say like the west part of.
A lot of people in West Virginia say like, that's our song.
Oh, but it's really about the western part of
West Virginia.
Who sings
like this one? This gave me chills. And then it's like the commercial playing and the song playing. And then they get
is
up
that
and like.
Pookie?
Yeah. And they get up and slow dance.
Is that Pookie?
It's so weird. It's such a weird campaign.
What was it Pookie and what's his name?
Kent? Jet.
Jet.
Oh, the.
Pookie
and
the
Jets.
I thought that too.
I will say, I don't think you should tell your husband that his attitude is depressing. But I think you can be like, hey, listen, like, that something's going on. How can we fix this?
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
You can also say, like, how it's making you feel.
Of course.
And maybe he doesn't realize that he's, like, affecting people around him.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, even if they don't get along, your mother is very gracious for letting you and your family move
stay
into
in
their
there,
house.
Yep. I feel like that's the thing that used to happen a lot more, right? Like a newlywed couple would move in with the parents for like a year before they get their own place.
I don't
is
know.
Is that a thing that used to happen? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not allowing my fiance's mother to come with my fiance's sister to my birthday celebration in my country?
Sorry. Okay.
Am I the asshole for not allowing my fiance's mother to come with my fiance's sister to my birthday celebration in my country?
Okay.
So basically her mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Okay. So you guys
need
some.
Soon to be.
What?
Soon to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys need some background information. My fiance and I are getting married on June 2026. I'm Colombian and he's French. So in order to make it easier for his family, who's older than mine, we decided to get married in France. My family loves traveling and do not mind coming here for the wedding. In 2026, not only are we getting married, but it's also my 30th birthday. So since we're celebrating our wedding in France, we both decided that we wanted my birthday celebration in Colombia. Needless to say, all my French friends have been begging me for an excuse to go to Colombia, so this was the perfect solution. Now, this is where it gets tricky. My fiance has two sisters, one with whom I'm extremely close.
Whom?
Like no context from the last episode.
Oh yeah, that was last one. Sorry. Okay. I was like activated.
She has always been there for me and we have gone on multiple occasions with her, her husband, and my fiance on vacations and everything is great. I love her. Then there's his other sister with whom I don't really have a relationship with. She's 2 years older than me, my fiance being older than both of us, but has a completely different lifestyle than me. I left Colombia when I was 18. I've been in France for 9 years now. I worked 3 jobs to pay my university, learn the language, got myself an apartment, and bought it myself. I found a great job in Luxembourg and completely broke my back to get to where I am. So yeah, I'm freaking proud about it. On the other side, I think she has been living off her parents until now, didn't study, does not have a job, and doesn't care to have one. I swear I'm not being mean. This is there's a point to my story. So since she met me, there has always been an elephant in the room with us because people keep comparing us since we're about the same age, 28 and 30. She hates this, of course, but her reaction to this comparison was to say that I was dating her brother for money. And worst,
whoa.
His nationality. So yes, you can say we don't have a relationship, a good relationship at all.
Oh my God.
I tried multiple times to get in touch with her and clear things up, but she doesn't even respond to my texts. Now she's of course invited to the wedding, but for my Colombian party, we're only inviting 20 of my closest friends, Colombian and French. And I say inviting because my fiance is paying for a house for us and our guests as my birthday gift, so I'm being extremely picky on who to invite. We invited his other sister, who...
Go on.
Who we get along with, but I didn't invite the other sister who clearly doesn't like me. During the holidays, this subject came up during dinner because his sister A was asking his mom to babysit the kids while she is with us in Colombia.
Wow.
To which his mother responded that she can't because she will also
Damn.
Be in Colombia.
What a way to find out.
I was shocked and asked her why all of a sudden she wants to go when she's never said anything about going to my country before. And she responded saying that she won't allow us to make a difference between her daughters, so she will be paying for sister B's airplane ticket as well as her boyfriend's and coming with them to Colombia to the same city that during the same week of my birthday.
Ugh.
This is giving me so much anxiety because I know we will be forced to include them in the birthday and it will honestly ruin my birthday. Am I the asshole for telling her not to come?
That's
no way.
That's so mean.
So
fucking French people,
I will not
people,
let
man.
You. I will not let you separate us.
I just, I'm so sick
birthday.
Of it's like, oh, you have to include all these people just because they're family, even when they're fucking mean and horrible to you.
Yeah,
like, it is awkward that one of the sisters got the invite.
Yeah, don't be friends. A fucking cunt about it.
One sister is like mean to her. So
yeah,
like, why
yeah,
would?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm sorry, if like TJ's sister said to me, like, you're only with him for, I mean, obviously
TJ's
this is a different
unemployed thing. Sister, by the way.
Yeah, it was like, you're like, said nasty ass shit to me, was like, you're only with him for money. Like, I'd be like, you're not coming to my birthday
yeah.
party.
Did she mention what her fiance thinks about this? Is he like, no, they checked out my mom and my sister. They were, they like Bogota.
It seems like he's very much like, invite whoever you want.
Yeah, it's like your birthday. You can do whatever you want.
But I feel like, though, if my fiance was really stressed about my mom and the sister that she doesn't get along with, I would get pretty involved and being like, okay, I hear you out.
Yeah.
I'll make sure they don't come.
Sure.
Like, I think your fiance needs to start pulling some weight.
Yeah. And it's just on rift. You.
And for her, if for him to be just like, oh, and I don't know if that was like fully stated, but making you stress and fend for yourself and deal with this awkwardness, he should be putting out this fire immediately, saying, mom, all of that stuff, we're going to be celebrating us and all of that this time of year, next year. This is just her kind of big last hoorah where she wants it to be with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, mom, she is closer with Isabella or whatever, more than the other sister. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a French name.
Genevieve.
Emily.
I don't know. He should be putting out the fire and making it easier for you. And you actually should be like, can you handle this? Because I don't like this weighing over me. But it sounds like they're already going to be out there and there's not much they can do at this point.
I don't know if the plane tickets have been booked yet. It sounds like they've talked about it
at a
dinner.
What was this whole thing? She was already going to be in
Columbia. We'll be there.
Oh, she already
it says booked. She will be paying for her sister's ticket as well and her boyfriend's.
Yeah. I also, a point on that, Matt, is like, this fiance of yours, he needs to consider you his immediate family now. And his like mom and his sisters are also immediate family, but like you're getting married to this guy. His priorities should be your priorities, not his mom or his sister over
yours.
I don't
know if he's doing that though.
But he should be like she.
She didn't say that he's like babying his mom or his sister.
No.
This kind of seems like a shock.
I would like to know what he thought about
it. Totally.
And I also want to know the sister that she's tight with. What she thinks about the situation.
She's probably like, she's a bitch.
Is she even close to the other sister? Yeah. Does she feel awkward about it? You should also go maybe ask her, like, you know, is it weird that I'm inviting you but not your mom and your sister? Like, I don't know.
I'm sure the other sister knows.
Sister should also then help out the fiance and figure it out and snuff this whole thing out.
This girl who wrote in sounds real smart, like competent, good communicator, got a job in Luxembourg, lives in France, all this shit. Like, and some unemployed French bitch is just like, you're only moving my head.
She's unemployed.
Isn't that what it said?
Yeah, but like, we don't need to use that as an insult to somebody.
Well, no, it's an insult if you are claiming that like someone is only with someone else for money and you're the one who's not working. It's like,
she could also propose.
Sorry, I'm calling out on people point.
Yes.
No,
you can also.
It just felt very.
I see what you're saying.
Hypocritical.
Of course.
You can also just propose to them, as much as I would like you guys to be there celebrating my birthday, I would prefer hosting you guys in my home country at a later date once we become
on our wedding.
I could really show you guys around and see my roots. I'm just there to entertain my friends and celebrate me. I'd love for you guys to come to Bogota. I promise you, we'll try to make that happen in the future. Now's just not the right time.
I would literally be like, no, you told me that I'm marrying your brother for money. You can fuck off. Don't step foot in my country.
Yeah.
You're a bitch.
I'll have you arrested at the border.
Yeah.
Matt's like, but do it in a funny way.
Yeah, no, that's what Mike said.
Just be a little humorous.
Just be silly.
Yeah.
It's crazy to have. I just hate when someone who is being like hypocritical and being mean to someone else, like, you're just with them for the money. There's no reason to say that.
Okay. And what?
You want me to break up with him?
Yeah.
If you don't like me dating him, why the fuck do you want to come to my birthday party?
It's giving jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy is a disease, bitch. Get well soon. You should text that to the mom and the sister.
Get well soon.
Jealousy is a disease, bitch. Get well soon. Is that a Taylor Swift lyric?
No, it's like a meme.
It sounds like maybe like in a breakdown.
Jealousy is a disease.
Bitch, get well soon.
Yeah, see?
That's what Taylor Swift sounds like to not fans of Taylor Swift.
Literally.
Do you say she's not
just like Fortnite, the song?
Yes.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. It's so good. The ending is like, should win a Grammy.
Is it about the game?
Fortnite. When she comes like back with the chorus too and it like hits right again, I'm like, yes.
I know. I get chills still.
Fucking goes.
I think that's my favorite album of hers ever at
this
point. Yeah. I can't stop listening to it.
The new one?
Yes. And I just started listening to the second half finally. And
oh my God, I know.
The Poets one?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say like maybe 4 months ago I started listening to the second half finally.
God. It's really good.
It's really
I like
good.
That Grippy was like, we are not talking enough that Taylor Swift, the most famous artist, just has a song named after the most famous game. Like,
it's spelled differently.
But it's like if Rihanna came out with a song called Call of Duty Warfare. Like, yeah. Just like, what are we doing here, folks? But the song is not about the game.
No, it's about a Fortnite.
It's about a Fortnite.
Like, Fortnite is two weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, but I feel like...
No, AI song. No.
Did There's some SEO benefit.
Wait, that song, the like AI song, the Fortnite one that I was obsessed with that never actually came out, that's an actual song.
What?
What's it's the like, Fortnite song?
So somebody like made a, before Fortnite came out, they knew it was
before the album came out.
Yeah, they knew it was going to be Taylor and Post Malone, and an AI version came out, and it was so catchy. And I was like, oh,
Carly
fuck yeah.
Knew all of the words.
For an AI version of the song?
Okay, by all the words, it's literally
It's AI
lines.
Taylor, yeah. AI Post
it's
Malone.
It's literally just like 2 weeks to the day. I don't know. Actually, don't know the rest yeah. of it.
But there is a dance that you know too.
Well, that's just me. I was obsessed with it, and then it wasn't that. Still love Fortnite. But then I saw on TikTok the other day. I haven't like looked it up to make sure, but apparently it is like a real song. Someone just like
oh,
overdubbed.
They put different lyrics.
Yeah, and... there's like a guy and a girl singing that like.
Have you found the
there
original?
Oh,
I'm
you
no,
loved
I need to look it.
It
up.
You should find the original.
I know I am. That's my goal.
That's your big mission of the day.
I put it on your to do.
My big 2025 goal.
Find Fortnite original.
Okay, me. 28 female, has been with my boyfriend, 26 male, for 8 years. We've talked about our relationship timeline many times to make sure we're on the same page / want the same things. I was under the impression an engagement would be happening before the end of 2024. I was wrong. My boyfriend grew up with nothing, so money is precious and he's quite frugal. Also, the past year and a half, he's faced a lot of hardships with family and work. For Christmas / Hanukkah, I'm Jewish, # represent.
Let's go.
He got me the most adorable mini designer bag, but it was $800. I was so grateful because I know spending so much for him is a huge deal, and he was so excited for me to open it, but I can't help but be upset he spent so much money on a micro bag when all I want is to be engaged to him.
Oh.
Am I the asshole for being ungrateful internally for this present? And then on top of that, he also left me alone for New Year's Eve to be with his cousins he doesn't see super often. But I can't help but feel really sad since I've expressed I've had a tough past few days with work. I'm in retail and it's literal hell this time of year. That on top of my anxiety being really bad recently. All I wanted was to be with my best friend and have a stress-free night in together. Oh, in together. I felt so abandoned. Hmm. Am I overreacting?
I wonder why she couldn't have gone with him. I mean, maybe she didn't want to.
Yeah, it seems like she just wanted a night in.
But I wonder if he like didn't invite her. That'd be weird.
Let's discuss the first part.
He's not proposing to you ever.
Oh. I think they need to have a conversation. I don't think they're talking about it enough.
Maybe. Really,
she said, it seems like we've been on the same page about things.
It says it's under the impression an engagement would be happening.
Yeah. What's
so that doesn't seem like.
But that's a loaded thing. Is she under the impression because he has said and they have talked about it? Or is she just in her own mind is like.
Yeah.
But also, just because he got her, that doesn't mean it's not coming.
That's what, it's so funny because Carly and I had a thing like this on our Only Friends episode. And it
Patreon.
Was like this girl who, her and her boyfriend had talked about getting engaged. And she got really upset with him because he bought like a $3,000
like
console,
gaming console
or something.
Oh, a PC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For one of his hobbies. And she was so mad at him because she was like, why is he spending this money on himself when I want him to be saving this money for my ring? And then we were like, Chica, you don't know that he's not doing that. And then she literally emailed like a couple weeks later being like, you are right, he proposed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you like stories like that, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/onlyfriends. We do, this is what we do on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Cut that. No, I'm kidding. that is really interesting.
Yeah.
They've also been together how long? 8 years?
Like, yeah. I know a girl who's going through the exact opposite, where she's been living with this guy. They've been dating for like 3 years or something. And she was like, yeah, he was going to propose by my birthday. And then the birthday passed. Oh, well, he's going
to
propose
He was like, I'm
They like talked
to
about it.
Oh my God.
Well, like it was like, yeah, it's coming soon. Don't worry. And then he spent a bunch of money on some like hobby for himself, like video games or something, like a whatever.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, look, I don't want to like tell you break up with this guy, but like, it sounds like you've given him a few chances. He's clearly not spending the money on you. Like,
what if he is?
Well, she's breaking up with him, so it seems like he's not getting the hint.
Just talk about
it. But this is, okay.
I don't think they're talking about it enough.
I have been very anti, and this was, I was going to bring it up on the previous episode, anti-expensive engagement rings. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know it's like De Beers, and it was all marketing, and why are we paying so much money for like a thing that you're never going to, whatever.
What do you consider expensive?
Like this idea that it needs to be 3 months' salary that you spend on an engagement ring, whatever. That's like the rule of thumb.
Oh, but I, yeah.
What?
Well, I'm just like, I would take any man. Like, I'm just like,
totally.
But no, but it's like this thing from like the 30s. De Beers was the
diamond company.
It's like a
De Beers. Yeah. They own the monopoly or
on
the,
all the diamonds.
Oh. They own all
it's like
the diamond
one company
caves.
Owns, and then they invented in the U.S. this idea of like a diamond is a girl's best friend, and like a diamond
it's all
is
advertising.
Forever.
Got it.
And the idea that you need to spend 3 months' salary on a ring is like a marketing campaign. It's not this whatever. Yeah. And so I for a long time been like, why the fuck would anybody do that? Just go buy like a cubic zirconia or like buy a lab made like it's so stupid to spend this much money. But now I've heard a reason why it actually does make sense. It's because if a guy is going to put away 3 months salary and spend it on something that he gets literally no benefit from, there's no financial incentive for him.
Yes.
He is proving to the girl that he is actually invested in her. More than just
see,
like for
the I don't need that to be proven to me.
No, this is but this is like a psychological summation.
Yes.
I've seen the video of that guy who's like he's like a professor and he has that like curly hair.
I think so.
It's like you're then proving it with money.
Yeah,
it's,
but it, because but like
no, it's not supposed to be a statement. Like, it's a sense of trust.
Right.
It goes to show so you wouldn't have anxiety. Why would it guy who's willing to like skimp out on giving you a cheap ring could in a way psychologically make you seem like you're not worth that big of an investment.
Right.
It is a statement of trust, but I'm not saying it's like literally communicating that to you.
100%.
But it is a statement of going, I have put away this money that serves no benefit to me, but as a statement of my love to you where you're not going to be in a hesitation. Is he going to leave me?
It's like a guarantee. It's like
a guarantee that he's into you.
But think about all of the men who like cheat on their wives and then like come home with a diamond bracelet and are like, here you go.
Yeah. Or there's many women who have a huge ass rock on their, like, probably $500,000 rock on their wrist or
like
on their
every
ring
NFL
and get fucking cheated on.
Sure.
And there's also always going to be like,
but I understand that like, but I understand what you're saying. It's like a psychological thing where they probably studied it and it was like, well, this women feel safer because they feel this way. Maybe in the olden days it was like that. I feel like it's just gotten so away from us that like a lot of like the wealth is like so sought after now that people are like, I just want a big ring. Like I just want to, like people just want rings
to
now.
Like for show.
Yes.
For
the show.
Like they don't.
Yes. And it's like that's gotten away from us. So it's like if someone's getting a cheap ring, like I don't think that's like normal to me. That feels normal. Like I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a different, but like at this point, for someone who can afford an $800 bag, maybe he's also, because like an $800 ring was probably all she wants at all, right? She's not like she wants the big ring, but the
idea. What if she does want a big ring?
Half a mil.
She didn't say what she wanted.
Could you imagine? Like, it's $500,000.
I don't think they're talking about it enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to over.
I don't know. She's also Trisha, Jewish, we were always so. Talking about the idea of.
She probably wants a big ring. This is things you tell me about Jewish women.
I mean. And she, I wonder if the guy's Jewish too. Maybe that's
no. I don't think
says
so.
Christmas / Hanukkah.
Oh.
So maybe he.
What are you doing, Jenny? A Gentile. I'm right here, babe.
She would not buy you a designer bag.
Me?
Yeah. Because you think they're stupid.
No. I get designer bags for girls. I get that.
Okay.
Not Birkin though, right? We don't like Birkin.
Well, people do.
What's a good bag? Taste. What would be a good bag for me to get a girl?
I think one, it's her pick.
Yeah,
too,
she's got
to
pick
she really wants.
Oh, there isn't like a standard.
I wouldn't go pick out a purse that I think my wife would like. I want her.
Oh, I would love it if TJ brought me home a purse he thinks I would like.
Like a surprise. I mean, Prada is a good brand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe like if Patricia loves looking at purses, I want to get her what she wants.
But
she also shows me. She goes, "Which purse do you like the most out of like three?" And I'll be like, I like that one. She goes, okay, good point. She likes my intuition about like a bag itself and what's going to get used and what can match with outfits, what's seasonal.
I think it's like a sweet gesture from your partner. Like something that they think that you would like.
Like getting a Rolex for a man.
Yeah. Or even to go back to the ring thing, like I'm very like traditional in the sense it's like, I don't want to know what it's going to look like. I don't want to know any of that because I think it shows like, what TJ thinks I would like.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Patricia like showed me a ring that she liked and was like, use this as inspiration to create something. It didn't need to be identical, but she did want a particular type of look to it.
A lot of people do. I mean,
yeah.
It just depends on the person. I would trust Nolan's style over mine. I think that's to pick out a bag. Oh. Well, I actually did that one time. I like really wanted that ugly ass Prada one.
I agree with Matt. You got to talk about it. If
it does not sound 100%. Like you're talking about it enough.
We just don't know. She said, right. I'm under the impression.
You've been with this man for 8 years. You're allowed to start talking about it.
I think
like, so if we got married, like how would you see that happening? Just
I think you need to be like, I want to get married.
Sure.
Are we on the same page?
8 years is crazy to be with somebody and not
my cousin dated for 8 years.
I don't think that's crazy.
Eight years?
My brother and Olivia have been together for 10. Like, I've known my brother's fiance longer than I've known my own wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I mean, she also wanted to go to grad school.
Yeah.
She had goals she wanted to achieve before. Yeah.
And they're communicating about it.
Yes.
I'm saying 8 years without talking about it is crazy.
That's what I was going to ask because you did not specify
that.
Yeah. So just think about that next time, Mike, when we get to the next one.
You're right.
Sorry, everybody.
How dare you.
You need to start being specific.
Loser.
Because you're just being offensive.
Stupid unemployed French bitch.
Just go back to that.
For 8 years, losers. Okay. My boyfriend and I, 32 and I, 28, have been dating a little over a year and we moved in together at around a year. This is the happiest relationship I've ever been in. We laugh so much together, like the kind of laughter where you can't breathe. He will go out of his way to do small things for me. It's never big grand gestures. It's small things that he does, like getting my favorite snack at the store or making my favorite dinners, even though I know he doesn't like them that much. That's really nice.
Acts of service.
Yeah, that's really nice. It's the small gestures that have always meant way more to me. He actually remembers things I tell him, which is a low standard. But in this dating scene, the bar is in hell. He does things all the time intentionally because he knows it makes me happy. The problem is his communication. Sometimes if I'm upset and I tell him he hurt me in some way, his response is very loving. A lot of times I feel like he invalidates and dismisses my feelings. He has said before when I'm sobbing in front of him, I don't want to deal with an emotional girl. I have told him several times that when I come to him with something that upset / hurt me, it would not turn into a fight if he met me with some type of physical affection and love through his words and body language. But when he shuts down and acts like I don't have a right to be upset, so he's not going to be compassionate towards me, it escalates the situation so much more. He told me after our most recent fight, I don't see people hugging while they are fighting. I could be absolutely sobbing in front of him and he would stand there cold and unmoving. He talks about marriage and the rest of our lives, and I told him in our most recent fight, I will not spend the rest of my life dealing with this, feeling invalidated and like I can't talk to my partner because I don't know how he will react. It's hard. Just like a note, you do know how he will react. He's just not reacting the way that you want him to. Just because I will forget that very specific line. It's hard to talk to my family and friends because everyone has their biases. And when we both calm down, we always talk about it and discuss how we can be better in the future and apologize to each other. Part of the issue is how we grew up. He grew up in a family where no one talked about emotions and there's pretty much no love between his parents, but they won't get divorced.
Ooh.
My family has always, for better or for worse, let our emotions be known in one way or another. My parents are still very much in love. He doesn't have a relationship with his family very much. My family is very close. All this to say, he was never taught how to express his emotions, and I believe he suppresses them. He has a lot of trust issues from previous relationships. I used to be a therapist in the mental health field, so I am very empathetic. I'm also very emotional at times, but can pretty much always be self-aware about the root of my emotions, either at that moment or in retrospect. More to the point of what I'm asking, I feel like I'm going crazy, LMAO. Is this a major red flag? Am I asking for too much for him to be loving even when I'm upset with him, especially when I know we usually talk things out at some point? I don't know if he's truly being an asshole and it is a red flag, or it's in the heat of conflict, he just handles it on the opposite side of the spectrum as me. I feel like I wrote you guys a novel, sorry, but I like all your different perspectives on things.
Oh, thanks for
saying that. And you don't have biases like people who know me in real life.
I think I would feel unsafe.
Unsafe?
Like, not unsafe in terms of, like, I'm going to get hurt. I just mean, like, unsafe to express exactly how I'm feeling because he's just going to be like, I don't want a crying girl. Because he does react that way sometimes. And I feel like men who say that, they see women differently than men. And that's not going to be good in the future. I mean, I don't know for sure. It also could be, like, just his little, like, bias about women or something. Like, crying. But, like, I would be nervous. I'd be like, oh, so you view women differently. Like, you view us as like, oh, no, like, I'm crying. Like, another
crying
girl.
I'm not
going
to deal with an emotional girl right now.
To me?
If Nolan said that to me, I'd be like, I don't know you. Like,
this sounds like he's like Patrick Bateman.
Well, if he said to you now, they've only been dating a year.
Of course.
They've only been dating a year?
Yeah, it's like a little over a year.
Yeah, but that's still.
I don't know why in my brain I thought it was like years. So yes. I was like a little bit more.
You're still like learning about
optimistic.
Also, I'm like, God, you guys fight all the time.
Well, if she's like
also, how often are you crying?
I don't know. It's either a get out or you really need to have a conversation on how he's communicating to you and how you would prefer to be communicated to.
Yeah.
And this sounds stupid, but like my immediate instinct, because I get these types of TikToks all the time that are our therapists, that are things couples should not say in a relationship or how you should approach something. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, I don't want to see a little girl crying. What you should say is this. And it's something that's a little bit more constructive.
Like, this makes me uncomfortable because of the environment I was raised in.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
People didn't cry and show their emotions. So I am now uncomfortable.
And
that solves everything.
Correct. But I think it's because
I think she needs to start sharing that information with him. And I don't view it as a thing, but just send him like a link of a TikTok that you think like, oh, this is something we need to maybe communicate a little bit differently. Hopefully he doesn't take it as rude and feel like you're attacking him. But if you start making, this is a thing I want to work on a little bit better, is that you need to be a way more respectful of my feelings and communicating it with me if you want to make it work.
Yeah.
So you got two options. Either you leave him or you have, and I think she's a therapist.
Yeah.
You're probably very mindful about communicating it and giving him the materials to make him see the light. I think give him that opportunity if you want to try this.
I know not people who are therapists who somehow let their partners get away with just being the absolute
I also know a therapist who is insane herself.
Yeah. Yeah. You also need to talk about this when you are not in one of the crying fights.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I think they do. She said that they do, and they make up and they're like, we'll do better, blah, blah, blah.
No, but she's saying they talk about it. I'm saying like on a Tuesday afternoon when you're both feeling normal, that's when you have to address this. Like,
I think you really need to hold his fucking hand and give him the fucking pamphlets and say, you need to reroute your brain on how you talk to me. Like, well, genuinely,
because
he's only going to continue, because it's difficult, and getting somebody to change their attitude,
but it has to happen outside
of the
experience.
And their temper and the way they react to things, it's something that is so hardwired in somebody's brain.
Okay.
So
she doesn't mention he has a temper.
This attitude that he has of like, I'm not dealing with a crying girl. Like, but you can't tell him these things when you're crying, because then his thing turns up and like the block comes down. You got to do it when you're both in a good mood, and it's going to suck because it's like, no one wants to just start a difficult conversation, but you got to just be like, can I talk to you about something? What? Yeah. Hey, whenever I'm crying or I'm feeling upset, it feels like you just shut me out, and I don't really like that. And
No,
go ahead.
I was saying, and it's because half the time she says he's really comforting and like nice, and the other times he's like, I don't see a crying girl. I mean, I think it's okay to be like, I don't know what version I'm gonna get, so I don't know how to fully like, you know, if it were me, I would be like, I don't know if he's gonna be sympathetic or if he's just gonna be annoyed. Like, that's not fair. I don't think.
I think that. Based on what you told us about like his upbringing, like he does not know how to process emotions.
Yeah.
And so probably when you are crying, like that is an emotion that's really scary for him.
Yeah.
Because his family suppressed it their whole lives.
So he doesn't know how to like get through it.
I'm not going to say like he's the worst man on earth. Like, I think it's very clear that like he does not have the emotional availability to deal with situations like this. And I think that like in a relationship, if someone doesn't, it's like you both have to respect how the other react to certain things, because it's like when you are crying and you're like, I need you to hold me and console me, like it seems like he's uncomfortable with that because of the way he was raised. So I think that the best advice would be like, he needs to get a therapist and work through that shit if you really want to be with him. Or like, then I would just say break up with him if you don't feel like having like a project boyfriend.
He makes you laugh so hard where you can hardly breathe. Like, that's where I'm just like, oh, sounds like he's a funny guy.
Really,
you have some
nice,
really great like highs of love and enjoying
like
each other.
A good relationship.
So that's what I'm like. You gotta try to make it
that
work.
That he doesn't like, of course.
Right.
But in my cynical side, I do feel like he's like Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, where he's just like really good at like being funny and cool and like doing all these things. And
I know
she likes pancakes. And she starts crying, he just goes, I'm not dealing with this crying girl. And he's just like an evil. I don't know that that's the case, but I could
go back to your case.
There are very manipulative dudes that can, or men and women who can just manipulate you to think all good things, and then when you show the tiniest bit of negativity, they just make you feel like
You
got to
be the cool girl.
Exactly. Which is just not that's not the healthiest. Yeah. But maybe
I definitely just think like everyone has their own way of dealing with emotions.
Yes.
Like some people, when they're crying, hate being consoled, like hate being touched.
Yeah.
So like that, I think that's what he's just used to. So like you need to break that habit. Get him into, if you're a therapist, like I'm sure you have other friends in the field.
Oh yeah.
Maybe refer one of them to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be like, hey.
And also like, sounds cheesy. Tony Robbins and his wife have videos, tons of YouTube videos and resources out there of how they deal with conflict in their relationship. Both of them sitting down together, talking to the camera of constructive ways of dealing with arguments, making sure one another are heard.
Yeah.
Even if it's just silly, like, babe, can we just watch this 30-minute video before we watch our movie tonight? Just like, I just want to do this out of love, but I think this is just going to help us.
Yeah.
Or Mel Robbins, love her.
Watch. Oh, Mel Robbins? Let them.
Yeah.
But don't let him.
So many Robbins.
Oh, yeah. I listened to that audiobook.
I like Mel Robbins.
She's I don't know if I like her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she's a good role model. Like for
what do you not like about her?
I can't put my finger on it, but she also like.
I want to see what she looks
like.
She's like big, thick.
In the
glasses.
Book, it was weird. In the book, she said this theory came to her because it all happened because when her kids were in high school, this whole thing about her blah blah blah. Her daughter was like, "Mom, just let him figure it out." Basically going to prom.
Yeah.
He wasn't prepared at all. And her mom was like freaking out. And she was like, just let him. And then he ended up having a great time. And she was like, I don't need to be worrying about this. But then she said somewhere else that like, it just came to her recently. I don't know. I'm just like weirded out.
Oh, she's got maybe a little bit of.
Yeah.
What's
and I was
word?
Also just curious. I was like, what do you mean let them? I was like, because she had this one thing. It was like, if all your friends are hanging out without you and you see it, let them. And I'm like, yeah, but I'd be like. Sure, let
true.
Them, but I'd be
let
upset.
Them being like her like mantra.
It's
and
let
like
them
slogan.
And then let me.
It's not the best one, but she has really good nuggets.
It doesn't apply. Like, it's also like it doesn't necessarily apply to every situation. I think the let them thing is about people who might be really invested and attached to other people, and it's like unhealthily to the point where they're like they've never even thought about that concept.
Well, it's,
that
it's
people are scared of judgment. Like let people judge you. Who cares?
Well,
let them.
It's more than that though. She's like it's let them and then let me, because she like has that example. She's like I moved to this new neighborhood and like we all became such good friends, and then like I got so busy and like we hadn't really talked. We'd see each other every once in a while, and then I was having a great day and I just like sat on my phone and I saw all of them went on a vacation without me and I wasn't there and I didn't get invited. And she was like, and I felt like so devastated. And then she was like, but then I like took a couple minutes and I was like, have I reached out to them? Have I planned anything with them? Have I, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So it's like, then you kind of have to like look within yourself.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's good.
Why did this happen? But there are specific things that I'm like, well.
I love her one where she's like, nobody's coming.
Nobody's coming to save you.
Yes. No one's going to come, hold your hand, make your dream become a reality, make you get your shit together, be this like whole savior of turning your life around. It comes down to you. No one's coming. So it's right now for you to get off your ass and make the dreams that you want become a reality.
Yeah.
Unless you're like Gracie Abrams.
What?
Unless you're like Gracie Abrams or something. Unless he got another baby.
Carly with the hot take on Mel Robbins. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I listened to her audiobook.
I don't even know who she is.
She
like pops up on reels and shorts.
Yeah,
and
I just
TikToks,
kept seeing her on
like,
TikTok.
Blonde hair.
I just looked at her.
You never seen her before?
I don't know who this woman is.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
sorry to this woman.
I'm sorry to this woman.
What is that?
Kiki Palmer.
You don't know what that is?
Was she giving a picture of John? Was it John McCain? And she was like, I don't know who this man is. Pence or was it Mike Pence? She was like,
sorry.
I don't know who this man is.
Sorry to this man.
I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
I have no idea.
Who was the man?
I'm sorry to this man.
Okay, drinks. I love Kiki Palmer.
Say drinks.
She's so funny.
We got one more?
I don't know. Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm hoping you can help me navigate a situation that's been unfolding for a while now. Back in 2022, I developed a crush on a guy I was in the same class with in college. We briefly worked together on a group essay, exchanged numbers, and texted a bit, but it was a simple assignment and we didn't interact much beyond that.
Mm.
Strictly classmates. He seemed pretty shy, which I can relate to as I'm somewhat shy myself. At that time, I found out he had a girlfriend, so my attraction to him subsided and I didn't think much about him after that. Fast forward to our graduation in 2023, and I honestly forgot he existed. I've been living in the same city as I went to college for over a year now and had not seen him. That was until I saw him bartending in town. I wanted to say hello, but it felt awkward since he was busy, and neither of us made a move to start a conversation, but I knew he was looking at me. That night, of course, I stalked him online, and to my surprise, I noticed that he no longer had a girlfriend. Then about a week later, I saw him pulling into my apartment complex. I couldn't believe my eyes. I've never seen him in my apartment building or the neighborhood before. I live in a big city, so I was really shocked to see him. I am delusional and felt like seeing him again was a sign I should try and reconnect with him. A few weeks after that, I decided to go back to the bar to see if I could talk to him. Luckily, I arrived at the bar before my friend did, so I could talk to him myself. I struck up a conversation by mentioning he looked familiar and asked if he went to my college. It seemed like I caught him by surprise, but we ended up chatting about graduation, post-grad life, and where we lived in college. Just light small talk. After that, my friend joined me and we didn't talk much more, but later in the night, he randomly joined our conversation while I was catching up with her, even joking that he wasn't trying to eavesdrop. It felt like he wanted to join in and I thought that was nice. We didn't get into where we live now, so we didn't make the apartment connection, but I'm hoping to run into him around the complex at some point. I've never been one to pursue a guy, so I do not know what the hell I'm doing. Do you guys think I should take a more direct approach with him or just wait and see if we cross paths again? Any advice on what my next move should be?
That's so funny.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes, but I think, I don't know, I think you made the run-in at the bar, like, not the approach I would have gone.
How so?
Because, well, I guess she forgot she existed, but do you think this guy, like, I think you would have been like, Chase, hey, it's me, Brittany. Yes. We did that group project together a long time.
I saw you be driving into my complex.
Yeah, and be like, oh my gosh, yes, you. I go, yeah, where are you living at these days? And he would be like, oh, yeah. I'm actually living over there. She goes, get out of here. That's where I'm staying. He goes, no way. Well, we should hang out sometime. Well, our girls and us are getting drinks over here, so feel free to come by. That's how the whole thing should have gone.
I so, will say, as a woman, though, the whole like crazy thing comes back into play. She probably fully overanalyzed. It was like, oh my God, he's going to think I'm crazy. Yeah, that I remember him from that group project in college.
I remember everybody from my group project.
I definitely don't.
Yeah, what? I look at emails that I have in college and I'm like, it's emails where I'm like, hey, so sorry that the project seemed like me and Courtney are working on this thing. And I'm like, the fuck was Courtney? Yeah. I have no idea the fuck this person is from like 2013. I'm just like,
sometimes I'm like, who wrote this?
1 year later, the group project was 2022. And then graduated 2023. Well, maybe it's been 2 years. I think after 2 years, I still would remember somebody.
Yeah, no, 2 years is still pretty. With.
And I bet deep down, he does remember you. And in his brain, he might be so interested. Like, how does she not
maybe
remember
he moved
me?
Into her complex because he remembered her.
You gotta start the conversation.
You need to also like, sorry, this is bad. Lean into humor and be like, by the way, when I did say hi, I did remember you from the group project. I was curious if you remembered me. And he'd be like, yeah. Oh my gosh, no, wait,
and
no
also,
way.
And also, I know you live in my building.
Well, and then you text him because you said you texted him. The text conversation is going to ping back to when you guys used to correspond.
Oh, like, maybe.
LOL, remember this? Like, I don't know.
What if they have the new iPhone?
I guess so. Or maybe USB-C. It's Facebook Messenger or something. I don't know. I think there's a still little meet cute that's happening right now. So I say go for it. Lean into
it. Definitely. But don't drive yourself crazy. Like, don't be like, maybe I should time going home to my apartment as the same time that I think he would get off of work bartending.
Oh my God, like, that'd be me. You'd be
like, just sitting there with binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's like, when you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Then ask him what's his favorite drink that he himself likes to make.
Just keep going
to the
bar.
And he'll be like, ooh, I can make a mean martini. Well, I got to try this mean martini. When should I come by? And then, like, I think there's a lot of opportunities here to keep it going.
Just show up at his door.
Yeah.
I wonder, would it be crazy if she still has his number to just text him?
I was just going to say, to your point, maybe she still has a number.
You're like, hey, I just remembered I have your number. Like,
I think that's weird.
She definitely...
To text him?
Yeah.
Don't.
If you have the ability to see him in person, go to the bar and just be like,
no, it would be funny at the bar. So they're having drinks with
friends. Going to the bar.
And she goes, what's your number? And he like starts putting it in. She goes, get out of here. We've already talked. Remember the group thing? Like, that's
weird.
But
didn't they already... determine that they did the group project together?
No, I don't think so.
I think if they have each other's numbers, I don't think it's weird for her to be like, hey, I just remembered I have your number. Like, do you want to go get a drink?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's forward and fine. Right. And if he says no, then it's like, okay, I get the hint.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Why, do you think that's weird?
No, I think that is fine.
It seemed like I caught him by surprise, which kind of makes it seem like he did not remember.
He's like, oh.
But that could also be like, oh, well, oh,
imagine
it's
like not even him.
Not the right guy.
Not even him.
That would be funny. Someone just made up. That's, have you heard the Conan O'Brien story at the airport that he told? It was kind of a viral video.
Oh, yeah. He's going through security.
Yeah, he's going through security. Some guy in like a hat, white t-shirt.
Young
comes up and like, oh my God, Conan, I'm such a fan. Like, I've been watching you forever. And Conan's like, oh, thanks so much. And the guy was like thinking about asking for a picture, but then didn't. And then they finish going through security, and then Conan gets the other side of security, and he sees the kid, and he's like, you know what? Let's do a selfie. And he just grabs the kid. He goes, come on, let's take a selfie. And then the kid is like, okay. And then pulls out the cell phone. He's like, yeah, come on, it's me, Conan. Let's do a selfie. And the guy's like, sure. And then after he took the selfie, he looked and he realized it was the wrong person. And it was just a completely random person that he went up to and was like, come on, let's do a selfie. And the other guy just watched Conan go over to a stranger to take a selfie. That's and the kid was like, what the fuck?
Imagine, I'm like, okay, Conan.
Yeah. I would be thrilled. I'd be like, sure. No, yeah, you want a picture with me?
Yeah, I'm like, funny. Oh, do you know me from YouTube?
Yeah.
Like, oh, literally, Conan came up to you at the airport. Yeah. Come on, Carl. Oh, let's take a picture.
Say it. I mean,
my head would be so big. I'd be like, wow.
You listen to the pod.
That's really funny.
I'll be like, oh my God, Conan, we mention you all the time on the podcast and how one of my co-hosts only listens to the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
He'd probably think it's hilarious.
Yeah, he gets it.
I think he would.
That's why they do it.
I just saw
it for
a
me.
Funny clip of him and I can't remember what it was, but I like watch it a couple times because it made me LOL.
Was it a podcast clip?
Or was it from a show?
No, it was definitely a podcast clip.
Was he interviewing somebody or
yeah,
just
he was interviewing
with
someone.
Matt
Kevin Nealon is the new one.
I can't remember what it was.
I'm so excited for the Oscars.
Is it on the radio?
What is it?
It's
a
on,
radio show?
They have like a Sirius XM Conan
okay,
channel.
Okay, that's what it's got to yes. be.
Where
then.
They just kind of like loop, I think, all the episodes
yeah.
on audio. And then he has the YouTube channel. They're on Spotify. But I'm very excited for the Oscars.
When are they?
I don't know.
They're on the first Sunday of May. March. Sorry, I just got the M confused.
Yeah,
by
maybe
that.
Maybe before you open your mouth, have your brain confirm what you're
okay.
going to say.
First Sunday
March.
Of
March
2nd.
It's rumored that Ariana and Cynthia are going to open with a Wicked.
Oh.
A Wicked number?
Wicked number.
Sure.
A Wicked number. It's funny because
they
just went to like an award show for, it was like a smaller one. And they were like asking, are you guys going to open for the Oscars? And they like could not hide their like.
Oh, that they were
gonna... like, oh, Ariana was like, what did Cynthia say? Like, uh-huh. It was very funny. She was
like they're being interrogated by the FBI. Well, what
oh,
did she
Conan's
say?
Hosting
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. I didn't know that's why you were saying you were.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some movies that are up for Oscars. We have time.
I think we talked about that already.
We talked about.
We did.
A bit.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I haven't seen any of them.
Brutalist.
Yeah.
Oh, we were gonna see that on Sunday. And
oh,
then
you
go
have to
see it.
Marley.
See it before.
We're gonna see it.
Just so you know why it should win, and then why it will.
Is
win
that the one that's like
awards.
Has an intermission?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, long. But it's part of the movie.
Is it on streaming?
No, it's in the theaters.
No, it's I like would go see it in on theaters. A screen. It's that good. Oh, come on.
I don't care enough.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. If you have more advice, as always, shoot us an email. Our email address is goodinfluencespodcast@gmail.com.
I always overtalk you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, how dare you?
Overtalk.
I can't get into our Instagram.
You can't get into our Instagram?
I got logged out of everything one time.
Maybe it's because you deleted it off your phone that
Whose
one day.
Whose phone number is it attached to?
Mine, Mike's. Maybe.
I mean, I'll figure it out.
Do I have? Am I logged in?
I am.
I'm logged in. Yeah, we could figure it out.
Yeah, whatevs.
All right, well, thanks for watching another episode, everybody. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Have a great week. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.